She fell at length into a profound slumber, motionless and apparently breathless, her head resting in my lap. I myself could no longer resist the inclination to sleep, in spite of the continual roar of the cannon. Suddenly I was aroused by a wild, unearthly scream close to my ear. My companion stood upright beside me, her arms raised, and her head bent forward in the attitude of listening. A look of intense delight broke over her countenance. She grasped my hand, drew me toward her, and exclaimed, "Dinna ye hear it? Dinna ye hear it? Aye, I'm no dreamin'. It's the slogan of the Highlanders. We're saved! We're saved!" Then, flinging herself on her knees, she thanked God with passionate fervor. I felt utterly bewildered. My English ears heard only the roar of artillery, and I thought my poor Jessie was still raving. But she darted to the batteries, and I heard her cry incessantly to the men, "Courage! Courage! Hark to the slogan! To the MacGregor, the grandest of them all! Here's help at last!"